Many people remember the very first words of Pope Leo XIV when he came out on the balcony. "Peace be with you," he said in Italian, but in English we say, "Peace be with you." He's only been Pope about 2 weeks, and he has already spoken very often about peace, peace and unity. His first Instagram post, just a few days after his election, repeated the same message: "Peace be with you all." Yes, he's referring to peace in the world, the end of the terrible wars that have been causing so much suffering to so many people. But even more than the end of wars, he's referring to the peace of Jesus Christ, the peace of the risen Christ. In the Gospels, Jesus speaks very often about peace. We know that this was his first greeting when he met his disciples on Easter Sunday. Our celebration of Easter this year has already been going for 5 weeks. This is the sixth Sunday of Easter, but we still have very much to learn about what Jesus won for us by his resurrection. We have still not even scratched the surface of the peace and the life and the glory of the resurrection. In today's gospel, which does not come from Easter Sunday, it comes from the Last Supper, Jesus says the words that are included in every Mass. In the Mass, after we all pray the Lord's Prayer together, the priest says, "Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, 'Peace I leave you, my peace I give you,' look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church." I'm sure you have heard those words many, many times. And we can tell that that prayer refers to the words that Jesus used in tonight's gospel, the gospel I just read. He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give it to you." Kapayapaan ang iniiwan ko sa inyo, ang aking kapayapaan ang ibinibigay ko sa inyo, hindi ito katulad ng ibinibigay ng sanlibutan. Now, since Jesus speaks about two different kinds of peace, I think it will help us to reflect on this just a little bit. There's the peace that the world gives, and there's the peace that he gives. And he says the peace he gives is not like the peace the world gives. The peace the world gives is easier for us to understand at first. It's pretty simple, in fact. Anything that helps us out, anything that relieves our burdens, anything that makes us feel good, well, that can be a source of that kind of peace. And I say it's easy to think of it. All we have to do is finish a difficult task or recover from an illness, or our loved ones recover from an illness, or when we have a day off from work, or when enemies decide finally to stop fighting, or when the hot weather is finally over, or when we have a Wi-Fi connection again, we say, "Oh, at last, peace, peace at last." We might even say, "Salamat sa Diyos." We might even give thanks to God for this kind of relief. And these are all good things. So yes, we should be grateful for them, but that's not the kind of peace that Jesus is talking about here. Why? Because these gifts, they don't last. And they're dependent on the right circumstances. And as soon as the circumstances change, as soon as our situation in the world changes, we suddenly lose that sense of peace. We lose the peace that the world gives. As soon as another responsibility comes up, or another deadline, or another test, or another illness, or a storm, or a flood, or a recession, or a war, or something, we no longer have peace. And some people live in a kind of state of permanent anxiety because of these things. Because even when things are going well for now, they realize, well, everything can change too. The threat that things might not go well keeps disturbing them. They might get sick again, they might lose their job, they might run out of money, or they might be cheated or attacked. Or there might be an economic crisis or a natural disaster. And that threat alone is enough to ruin our sense of peace. Along comes Jesus and he says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." Huwag kayong mabalisa. Huwag kayong matakot, sabi niya. And we say, well, how can we not be troubled or afraid when we face so much trouble, when we have so many reasons to be afraid, when so many fearful problems are at work in the world? Do you mean to tell us that we won't have any more problems or struggles or pain or suffering? And his answer is that no, he's not saying that we won't have any problems. He won't say that we won't suffer. No, that's not what he's saying here. He's offering a gift of peace that is not overcome by suffering. This is a peace that lasts. This is the kind of peace that the world cannot give us. Jesus himself is actually the example of this experience of peace. When he says here in tonight's gospel, "My peace I give to you," he's not shining with Easter glory when he says this. It's not Easter Day. On Easter Day, when he says, "Peace be with you," he's saying, yes, look at death, even death is no problem for me. I've already defeated it all. But that's not what's happening here. This is at the Last Supper. And at the Last Supper, Jesus is about to face the worst suffering of his whole life. That very night, he will be arrested and tortured. The very next afternoon, he'll be hanging on the cross. So how can he be talking about peace at a moment like this? He's not talking about never experiencing fear or pain. He certainly felt fear and pain that very night. No, he's talking about a kind of peace that transcends earthly suffering. And we can have this kind of peace whether we're suffering or not. This is the peace that comes from him, not from the world. I hope you know what I'm talking about here. St. Paul talked about this. In his letter to the Philippians, he says, this is chapter 4 from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. He says, "The Lord is near, have no anxiety at all. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Now, this is a challenge for us. This kind of peace, on a certain level, makes no sense to us. We can't figure it out. We can't grab it. And even St. Paul says that this is a peace that surpasses all understanding. Ang di malirip na kapayapaan ng Diyos. Well, if it surpasses all understanding, how can we know it? How can we trust it? How can we live by it? And Jesus knows this is difficult for us. He knows that we need help here. So listen to what he says again from tonight's gospel. "I have told you this while I am with you." Now, he told us many things while he was with us, and we don't understand them all. But he continues here. The advocate, the paraclete, ang pagdubay, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Here it is. This is really the secret of the peace that he's talking about, the Holy Spirit. We don't need help to understand the peace that the world gives. It comes naturally to us. And we don't need help to understand when we don't have peace, because we all experience that. We might even be troubled right now. But when it comes to our longing for this peace of Christ, we need help. We can't do it on our own. And the Lord is not expecting us to force ourselves into a different mindset. He's not telling us to trick ourselves into feeling calm when we feel anxiety. He's not putting another burden on us of something we have to do. We're burdened enough already. No, what he's telling us is that there is help from heaven, the Holy Spirit. Now, in telling us this, Jesus is preparing us, or preparing the disciples, for the next stage of their journey, of the life of a disciple. No longer will they be following him in his earthly life, and that's not what we do. We don't follow Jesus around the streets of Jerusalem or Galilee. No, he's telling us there's another way of living, that is, according to his Spirit. He will ascend to the Father. We're going to celebrate that next Sunday, the Ascension. And a short time after that, the Father will send the Holy Spirit. We're going to celebrate that in 2 weeks on Pentecost Sunday. It's the Holy Spirit who makes it possible for us to live in peace. Even when we're still here in this troubled, fallen, sinful world, even when we are weak and sinful and we feel so helpless, even when we and our loved ones still have much to suffer, the Spirit gives us the strength to persevere in hope, because he reminds us of all that Jesus taught us. What did Jesus teach us? Well, he taught us that the Father's plan for us is not endless suffering. The Father's plan for us is endless glory. We caught a glimpse of that endless glory in today's second reading, the vision of the heavenly Jerusalem. A little mysterious, but still a beautiful description of heavenly life, shining with the light of God. That's what Jesus wants us to look forward to, and that's why he wants us to be able to live in peace. So it's with confidence in a glorious future, it's with confidence in a sure hope that we can continue as pilgrims of hope. With a peace in our hearts that the world can never give us. This is what Pope Leo is talking about. This is what he's proclaiming to the world. This is what Jesus offers us by the power of his Spirit. Shalom, peace. Peace be with you all, the Lord says. And we say, Amen. Salamat sa Diyos.